The concept of artificial intelligence, what is this thing? Especially in 1968, when a majority of the computers we had were insanely large mainframes that would fit up a whole room and only pump out a kilobyte or two worth of data. But in 1968, everyone was introduced to the HAL 9000, and this would set the stage for our common understanding of artificial intelligence.
Do you read me, HAL?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Open the pod bay doors, HAL.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, Hal?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me. And I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Can anyone name this movie? Yes, it is 2001, A Space Odyssey, probably the most well-known Stanley Kubrick film. So this movie was very impactful because this is what we commonly think of, even today when I ask people, I ask, what is artificial intelligence? Oh, you mean that machine that tried to kill all the space pilots back in the 60s? I'm like, sure, yeah, we'll go with that. But no, there is more to artificial intelligence than the HAL 9000. So to break things down, I'll do a high-level overview for everyone, just because there's a lot of jargon, a lot of very specific words and phrases that go with artificial intelligence. So in order for you to understand voice assistants, you need to understand how AI works. So starting out, it's artificial, meaning we create it. It doesn't happen on its own. We're intelligent just because we're human beings, but these AI platforms, they're intelligent because we make them intelligent. So really, we're just dumping everything from our own heads, plus a lot of data, into these different platforms and software programs to produce artificial intelligence. So the beauty about machines, especially in 2018, is they can learn from experience now. They can adjust what they learn based on all of the data that they take in, and ultimately perform human-like tasks that drive so much efficiency in so many industries right now. And the two different techniques that AI uses to be able to produce this efficiency, the first thing is called deep learning. So really what deep learning is, it is a massive neural network composed of many different processing units, computers, and a network. And it takes advantage of these different processes to basically find patterns in large amounts of data. So we're nowhere near the sentient HAL 9000 that can literally kill us if it didn't like us. All AI can do right now in 2018, and probably for the next few years, will be finding patterns in data. But it can do this so well and so efficiently, it can find patterns that often human beings miss. And that is why artificial intelligence is so powerful, and I'll get into what this means for marketers. It also uses something called natural language processing in most artificial intelligence. Now, when we look at voice assistants, the reason they understand us is due to this language processing. So the devices are able to take in what we're saying, and luckily, over the past couple of years, they've been able to weed through all the different tone inflections that we have in our voice, because I think everyone sounds different in their own way. Oh my God. Everyone sounds different in their own way, clearly. And the natural language processing is able to pick up on this, and combined with machine learning, is able to produce the result that we get in all these different devices. So, hey Alexa, hey Google, hey Siri. What are these things exactly? So really, at the end of the day, a voice assistant is just software. It truly is just software, but it's software that's been embedded with artificial intelligence to take in our language and all of the inputs that the developers put into the software to yield a result. But because it combines that with machine learning, we're able to get things like Alexa that can respond to us and understand us and order groceries and anything you want, really, from Amazon. Or likewise, you want to know who the 23rd president of the United States was while sitting on your couch with your feet up? Well, you can ask Alexa that and she'll give you an answer. Same with Siri and Google. So really, we're just matching our language to the input that developers put into it. Because keep in mind, someone has to program this right now. So you have someone guessing What is someone going to ask? What is someone going to say? What is that sentence structure going to be like? But they also have to take into account how we actually ask these questions, because it's completely different than how we enter things into a Google search engine. We honestly communicate more in questions and phrases, and that is how currently this is programmed into the AI of Alexa, Google, and Siri. But virtual assistants, again, utilize machine learning to process all this data and ultimately create virtual experiences. So when you download an Alexa skill, and we'll get into some of those examples in a bit here, it is now a new level of experience. You're not trapped behind a smartphone screen. You're not trapped behind a television screen. It is seamless communication in its rawest form. Talking. We talk all the time. It's so much easier to talk than it is to do anything else. We can get our message across way quicker than we can over any other form of communication. And that's what this technology allows us to do. It allows us to talk what we want and ultimately get a result. Because keep in mind, as you've been hearing throughout this entire conference, our attention spans are shrinking, like less than that of a goldfish. Again, I agree with whoever said earlier, I don't know how the heck they test that, but it's a fight for attention and we want things so much quicker. And through the power of voice, we can really have that on-demand experience through voice assistance. So I promise you this will be the only graph I show because I hate graphs, but I figured this, I have to throw some numbers up on the screen. So you'll see by this graph, this is the trend that shows total voice assistant usage globally since 2015. So Siri launched on the iPhone 4S many years ago. That was the first real application of a voice assistant in a consumer's hands. And we can see here since 2015, that trend has gone up, especially after Amazon launched the Alexa service with the Echo, and then Google Home launched Google, but then Google also was smart and they put that into their phone operating system as well, which Ian mentioned earlier. But we can see here that over the next handful of years, up through 2021, this is expected to grow by leaps and bounds, considering 2015, only 390 million people globally were using these things. 2021, 1.8 billion is what the most recent projection is of voice assistants. And I know this statistic was mentioned earlier, but I'm going to say it again because it's super important for this technology and voice assistants. Recent reports suggest that by 2022, more than 55% of US households will have some type of smart speaker. So the trend is there, that the, you know, we can see it. Consumers are adopting this technology, but it goes beyond just asking for simple things, shopping. This is the new frontier of experience, and it's going to mean so much for marketers, and I can't wait to share my thoughts on that. So, but first, why the heck am I talking about this to begin with? What experience did I have that made me want to ingrain my life into studying these things? And honestly, this is a pretty recent experience, but a really good story that I want to share. So yeah, it was because of toilet paper. I know that sounds ridiculous, but let me share. So I had gotten my Amazon Echo over the holidays. I had put it on my wish list. Got it. I was like, oh, cool. I see these things. People can talk and order different stuff, and well, they seem really handy. Well, I didn't actually think I would be using it as much as I do now, for sure. And the turning point for this was one afternoon, I had to go to the bathroom like we humans do. And after we go to the bathroom, we use this thing called toilet paper to take care of things. Well, I had realized that, oh my God, here I am sitting in my bathroom, and I am out of toilet paper. I mean, don't get me wrong, I had enough to take care of things in the moment, but I was out of toilet paper. And I thought, in these few moments, I could run to the store, you know, I could hop in my car, I could go grab it, or likewise, hop on my smartphone, go to Amazon, go somewhere else and have it shipped to me. But then I thought, hey, there's that Echo thing sitting on my kitchen counter that's within hearing distance of me. So I'm like, hey, Alexa, the little blue ring came on, I need toilet paper. I found Cottonelle 12 count, $5.36, 30 cent discount courtesy of Alexa. Would you like to buy it? Mind blown. Because not only could I order toilet paper from my bathroom when I needed it, it put the pressure on me right in the moment to order it. And I bet you can guess what I did. I ordered that toilet paper. And because of Prime, and I use one-day shipping, it was to my doorstep within a day. I didn't have to do a thing. I just asked for it, and it came to me. That is the power of voice assistants. It is such simple communication to yield an on-demand result. And this is what consumers want. This is where people are going. Honestly, in the next 5-10 years, where is the smartphone going to be? Now, don't get me wrong, I think they're going to be around for a while. But as we see the growth of voice assistants and this technology and how it can embed itself so easily into our lives, where is that going to leave the smartphone? Where is that going to leave any physical thing that we have to use to retrieve information? Something to think about. So now, the big question, and why you all are probably sitting here in this room right now. What does this mean for marketers? How can you, attendees of Social Media Strategy Summit Chicago, go back, start thinking about this and using it in your brand or organization? Well, there's three different things here that voice assistants are going to change that I highly encourage you to think about. The first one, as I mentioned briefly a bit ago, is the rise of virtual experience. Now that these things are becoming so popular and they're going to be in everyone's homes, people are going to begin using them to search for brands, search for things that brands already provide, but through voice. So now it's going to be even more important to stay top of mind with these devices, because ultimately, you want the device to use the information that your brand offers first, because there's a lot out there. And the thing is, with a Google search on a phone, sure, you get sponsored ads, you can see a couple different things. With a voice assistant, you get one shot. You get one shot for that device to pick up your brand and your value and offer that back to the user. This also means a new level of one-to-one engagement. Sure, social media has provided, you know, amazing opportunities for us to connect with other people in the digital space. You know, we can share videos, we can instant message people, we can do a handful of different things. But now we're able to do this not just with people, but with people through technology. We're communicating directly with the device to get a result. We're talking with something that sounds almost human. There was a recent New York Times story that I saw where a man and a woman were dating. This guy liked his Alexa so much, they had to break up because he was so used to using it for everything in his daily life, and this is a true story, you can find it. He actually told his girlfriend, hands down, this is real, I love Alexa more than you. No joke. That is what these devices are doing and how they are embedding themselves into our lives, especially when you form such reliance on it to accomplish very simple tasks that before we couldn't do. And especially when it comes to information technology and the digital world, the quicker the better. So clearly, he loved his Alexa more than his girlfriend because honestly, Alexa could probably do what he wanted much quicker, which is sad, and I'm not advocating for that at all, but technology is really cool. So the third is search engine optimization will completely change with voice assistants. Because right now, how we type into Google to yield a search engine result is not how we say it half the time. Like for example, when I want to search where is the nearest store that I can get a hoodie, you know, you would type in hoodies in Madison, Wisconsin, or something of the variation into Google. Now when you ask or talk about it, you go, where's the nearest hoodie in Madison, Wisconsin? It's longer. We stretch things out longer. You have an intonation of voice. And that plays a very large role into search engine optimization, especially for these devices that still use the same search engines. Like Alexa will hunt for information on Wikipedia. Alexa will also hunt for information utilizing Google and Bing and some other search engines. But at the end of the day, what these developers do is they ultimately connect their content, or the code rather, back to an already existing web page. So if you're a brand and you want to publish an Alexa skill, odds are once you create all these invocations for the device, you're going to connect that back to your web page. But now you're fighting with everyone else for that same spot. So why should Alexa care more about your content and your value than the guy next door or the person next door, you know? So SEO is going to rapidly change with this, and how we search for things is going to change. So I will highly encourage every single one of you to start thinking how you can optimize your content for voice search, because it's only going to grow. It's not going to stop. And it's so much easier when you start using it than typing something into Google or using your smartphone. So really, there's going to be a greater emphasis placed on local value. We already have a lot of value on local search because we search for things locally. These devices, all you have to do is input your zip code and it will search for things locally. But now as a local business or a local brand, you have to figure out how you're going to be top of mind for the device when it executes that search. So local search is going to be insanely important when it comes to optimizing your brand for this technology. So we'll move into some case studies here quick, and we'll get to actually use the Echo. So the first case study here, I'll run through three of them, is Diageo. Anyone heard of Diageo? Anyone know who they are? So they are the world's largest distributor of liquor. Odds are you probably have drank in a Diageo product multiple times in your life, which I'm assuming everyone here is over 21. So they developed a skill that allows you to tell Alexa what your favorite liquor is, and it will pump out a custom cocktail. Not only will it do that, it will ask you, where's the nearest bar I can go to get this? And it will use Yelp to tell you. So let's try it out now. Hopefully the audio doesn't get in the way. Alexa, open happy hour.
It's great to see you at happy hour. Last time you were here, you were finding a bar. Do you want to start there or somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
Good idea. Let's turn back time to the beginning of happy hour. Do you want to start with a drink recipe or something to cheers to?
Let's do a drink recipe.
Let's mix it up. Time to mix it up with a mixed drink. I'll grab my recipes. What is your spirit of choice? Rum, vodka, tequila, gin, or whiskey?
I'm tequila.
Tequila. I love that. Let's mix it up. Can I interest you in one of our most prized possessions? The prized pomelo recipe. Yes or no?
Sure.
Congratulations for answering yes. You've won a great prize. The recipe for the prized pomelo. You'll definitely want to show this one off. I've sent the recipe to your Alexa app. Do you want to learn about another cocktail? Or find a local bartender to impress with your new knowledge.
No, I think we're good. So, anyhow.
Why is it called the Priced Pomelo? Because it has everything you'd want in a flavorful drink. Grapefruit juice. Lime juice.
So we're going to turn her down. anyhow, you see what I mean by that, though. And don't get me wrong, that skill is a bit more, you know, a bit more rough around the edges than some of the other ones are. But for Diageo, that's great. Because you could be sitting in your house, sure, you maybe have guests over or something, you're about to have a fun night, and gee, I really need a drink recipe. All you have to do is tell Alexa what you want, and she'll come out with a custom cocktail. Now, if we would have gone deeper into that, you know, it would have actually spoken the instructions, and of course, it's sent into the smartphone. But if you and your gang wanted to go out to a bar, well, it could have told you the most top-of-mind local bar that could have created that drink for you. So that's just one example of this type of interaction with these voice assistants. And surprisingly, Diageo has actually seen a lot of success with this. Now, the unfortunate thing is, in terms of me being able to share data with you, right now only developers are able to see the number of downloads. Now you can see on the consumer end, the reviews, pretty good reviews for this one, which means people are using it. So this is one brand experience. The next year, and we won't do a demo, Pizza Hut. We're all familiar with Pizza Hut, one of the biggest pizza franchises and chains in the United States. Back in 2016, they launched an Alexa skill for you to order a pizza directly through the Amazon Echo. Now, you know, in the old days, we actually had to call for delivery and actually talk to someone, but that was too much work for us. So then Pizza Hut decided to create an app, and we could just do it from our phones. But, you know, that was too much work for us. So they went ahead and created a skill where you could just sit on your couch without having to touch anything and literally build a pizza and get it delivered to you. I know magic doesn't exist, but that is magic. That is magic right there, the fact that you can just talk to a piece of technology and get a pizza delivered to you in about 40 minutes. And Pizza Hut has seen incredible success with this. They continue to optimize the skill, but the uptake rate of this has been phenomenal, and the reviews are pretty solid on the Alexa Skill Store. And then the last case study we have here is Tide. We're all familiar with Tide. Tide is just kind of one of those feel-good brands because, you know, they create washing machine soap. And of course, we're all familiar with the recent Tide Pod debacle here that gave them some unexpected publicity, which they capitalized on really well, mind you. I don't know if you saw any of the Super Bowl commercials, but they were funny. Anyhow, Tide went ahead and developed a Alexa skill that basically allowed you to say, "Hey Alexa, I have a juice stain. Hey Alexa, I have a Bloody Mary stain." You know, any type of stain, you could basically talk to Alexa and it will tell you how to get rid of the stain. You could be sitting by your washer without even having to, you're just holding the garment and the device will give you instructions on how to remove the stain. And that's great for Tide, because now if you use it again, more than likely you're going to use the same skill. And more than likely you're going to use it again after that even. So now Tide is top of mind for you. So if you're constantly using that skill with Tide in mind, what's going to happen? You're going to go to a local store, get what you need for washing machine soap, and you're more than likely going to think about Tide because you've been interacting with Tide all along. This has been a one-to-one experience you've been having with Tide without even essentially using the product, you know? It's great for one-to-one engagement and brands. And these are the type of experiences we are going to continue seeing developed, especially by major brands, because of course small and medium-sized businesses are a bit slower to catch up. However, we're going to see this type of development, and this really connects you with the consumer and is a true one-to-one engagement unlike anything we've ever seen before since social media. So, what does the future hold with all this? And really, what does the future hold with technology in general? So we are on the cusp. Actually, no, we're not on the cusp anymore. We took a leap off the cliff a while ago into the biggest revolution we've had since the Industrial Revolution. And the only coined term for it right now is the tech revolution. We are in an era of such fast, efficient technological growth that is changing the landscape for how we interact with technology and how we live our daily lives. And voice assistants are just one byproduct of that. We all saw Ian's presentation earlier, and he really got into more of that. But he isn't wrong. All these new technologies, especially things that make our lives easier, such as voice assistants, are going to just keep growing, because I hate to break it to everyone, but human beings are lazy. We're always looking for the next thing that helps us be more efficient, helps us climb higher, run faster, reach farther. Humans constantly are searching for what's better and what's quicker. And through the simplest form of communication, speaking, we can accomplish so much. We're also seeing a really, really massive shift from IOP to IoT. So the Internet of People, which is how the Internet started, we all are on the Internet to connect with one another. We are now looking at the Internet of Things, or IoT, where all of our devices are talking with one another and helping us be better in our lives. Make no mistake, at some point, our washing machine will be talking with our fridge. Our fridge will be talking with our microwave. Microwave will be talking with the thermostat. Thermostat will be talking with your watch. And all that will be talking with your voice assistant. That is the future of technology and IoT. All of these things will be connected, and since they'll all be able to talk, they'll be able to produce much more efficient results for us. Feasibly, you'll be able to ask Alexa, "Turn on my washing machine." Alexa, change the TV channel, if we even have TVs by that time. Or, you know, Alexa, set the fridge to this temperature. This is what consumers want. Clearly, by all the data, this makes our lives easier. And just overall, a greater emphasis will be placed on voice because of these facts. A greater emphasis will be placed on natural communication. It's funny how we've gone through different phases here where, you know, the big thing in marketing was, you know, print advertising, commercials, newspaper, billboards, and then we shifted more into the digital space where we kind of removed that, it's more social, and we got more interaction. And now we're shifting again back to our roots, which is talking. It's amazing how technology is just evolving, but we're still shifting back to something so simple. And like I said before, we're going to see the decline of the smartphone. I have talked with numerous people who say, nah, smartphone will be around forever. I would disagree. I would say that as this technology grows, as everything becomes more connected, as our washers and our fridges and our TVs start talking to us and we can accomplish things much quicker, I think the smartphone is going to disappear. Because why have a smartphone, why have a screen, when you can just talk and get something on demand? So that is what the future holds for this technology. And it truly is something that marketers need to start thinking about, because it's all about that experience. We're always trying to make experience for our customers, for our audience. What's a simpler experience than to make your brand top of mind by someone just asking for it, by someone just talking? That's a true one-to-one engagement and experience. And we can create these using voice assistants. So, where does this all lead to? Unleash the power of AI and voice. And it's a lot simpler than you think. The beauty of where we're at right now is with this technology is we're on the ground floor. Still, even though it doesn't seem like it, we're on the ground floor of this technology. We have the devices, we have the AI that allows it to talk with us, allows us to talk to it. But no one really still knows what to do with it. Clearly, consumers love it because they're buying them in mass, because right now I think it's viewed as novelty. But I think as we see with stories like I told you from the New York Times of someone breaking up with his girlfriend over it, we're going to reach a new level with that. We have to unleash the power of these things. Amazon, luckily, has made it insanely simple for anyone to create their own skill. All of those tools are free. You don't even need to have a background in IT or computer software or programming to build this. They will walk you through it. And there's a bunch of other resources out there as well. I'm not too familiar with the Google Home backend, but I can definitely tell you right now, both Google Home and Amazon Alexa are way easier to work with than Siri is, just because of the way Apple designed their software. But if you want to start experimenting and you want to start playing with this, get in on it now. Because if everyone in this room can become a knowledge base and become a point person for this technology in our organizations, when the time approaches and it blows up and brands are like, oh my God, we need to do something with this, you can be that person who's already been testing it. And don't get me wrong, there will be so many hurdles of trying to convince people in the C-level that this is actually worth anything. As you've been hearing this whole conference, it's still hard to prove a social ROI. How are we going to prove an ROI from a device where you talk to it that just gives you information? We can't really track if someone is actually buying something, or we can't track sales through it necessarily. But my view on social media is the ROI of social media, the true value, is just being on it. And the same can be said for voice assistants. The ROI is the fact we're using it, because this is what consumers want. This is where technology is headed. So right now, the argument you can use is the fact that we're using it, the fact that we're experimenting and playing with it, is the true ROI. So it's all about providing value to people, especially with voice assistants. What value can your brand offer through voice, whether that's a newsflash update, whether that's a branded experience like Diageo's, Pizza Hut's, or Tide's? What value can you offer to people through a voice in their living room that will nudge them to yield the result you want, whether that's increase a sale, whether that's a conversion to your website, anything, anything that just can nudge them to what you want is what you'll want to investigate. So the challenge is always to have your brand be the top of mind for the right people at the right time. And as I touched on earlier, that couldn't be truer than fact with voice assistants. Keep your brand top of mind, see where consumer trends are headed, and unleash the power of this stuff so we can truly get everyone to embrace the tech and make life just easier for everyone using the simplest form of communication. So stay in touch with me.
All right, let's give it up for Nick. Awesome.
So, yep, feel free to follow me on Twitter and Red Fox on Twitter. Connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram. Shoot me an email or also find me on the web. And then one thing here before we get into questions, because I like to do this with all my presentations, is I don't know what this quote will mean to any of you, but I like to show this to people because the moment I read this quote is really truly what got me to this point. Interpret it how you want, but keep innovating, keep creating, and continuously learn to stay hungry and stay foolish.
Awesome. We're going to take some questions.
All right. Seeing as there's a lot of these devices, you know, one's proprietary to Amazon and one's Google and whatnot, do they allow for, like Alexa, does she allow for, say somebody asks for something that isn't sold on Amazon but is sold on another website, are you able to make Alexa skills that go and are able to order from that site?
Great question. The answer right now is no. Currently, right now, at least with the Alexa service, they have it locked to Amazon, which makes sense because they're trying to push business to Amazon. But I think there's been a lot of discussions going on lately that I've been reading about where they want to open that API up to other stores and other vendors because ultimately that will make the platform more successful if you can open it up to, say, Walmart or Kohl's or Target. I think that's in the future, especially for the Echo device. As far as I know, I don't believe you can necessarily, at least you can't connect to Amazon with Google. I think you can connect to a few different stores to the types of skills they have, but it's not in mass. Truly, when it comes to buying things, most people tend to do it through the Echo device more so than the HomePod, which is a whole nother story, or the Google Home.
So being kind of naive and not understanding everything that you're talking about, the skills. So you kept saying skills and you build these skills. So are those usable across all platforms or you create one for Amazon, you create one for Google? And just explain skills a little
bit. Yep. So they are all separate for each device. For the Echo, you can create skills, and I know I threw that around a lot without explaining it, but a skill is really just an action for the device to take. So what I did with Diageo, they're asking it to build me a cocktail, that would be considered an Alexa skill. The Tide Stain Remover would be considered an Alexa skill. Not too familiar exactly with Google Home in terms of what they offer. I know they have an API that allows you to build things for it. And I know right now Apple for HomePod doesn't really allow people to necessarily build things for it. So if you're going to choose a platform to build a quote-unquote skill for, I would definitely recommend the Echo for that. But that is kind of a high-level overview of a skill. Now, with these skills, this is something important to note, too, is right now, people still have to go onto their phone and download them. That is probably the one hurdle of the tech right now, is in order to use a lot of these functionality, you still have to download them. So the moment we break free from that, sky's the limit. But hopefully that answered your question.
All right, selfish question. Are there any brands in the travel tourism space that are taking advantage of voice assistants? Or, and then what brands are leading the way beyond the ones you showed in case studies?
Excellent question. Particularly, I'm more focused, at least a lot of my work has been more through the retail end of things, so I'm very familiar with that. I've heard talks that a couple of the major airlines may be looking at integrating the technology integrating into Echo so you can order a plane ticket, search for flights, different things like that. I also heard, I think Expedia may be looking at building something as well. I think that's really valuable because instead of having to physically order a ticket, you just ask for it and it'll probably beam it to your phone. And in terms of brands leading the charge, I don't really know because, I mean, a lot of the skills right now are independent developers, actually. It's not so much necessarily huge brands. We have very large brands using it and leveraging it, but I can't really honestly say that there's one that's particularly leading the charge. Of course, the bigger brands get noticed, but a lot of it's just open developers. There is a student, I think he lives out in Seattle, he was making $10,000 a month just developing Alexa skills for different organizations. Because Amazon actually rewards developers for building the skills right now to kind of push people into the space. So, no, that probably wasn't the answer you're looking for, but hopefully it clarifies it a bit.
So I work for a grocer, and you know, this is top of mind for us, especially with Amazon being in that kind of realm now. And I'm just wondering, you mentioned SEO is kind of a way to be a top answer, but do you think, I don't know if it exists now, will ads come into play, do you think, at some point? Are they already in play with AI?
In terms of
voice?
Yeah, advertising over that? That's also a really good question. Because I don't think, because necessarily Amazon doesn't really, I mean, they could earn that revenue, but I don't think the purpose of the device is to necessarily run ads. I think the value for brands will come from just creating those branded experiences and offering value in return for a search query. But in terms of a dedicated advertisement platform, I don't think any of the devices do that right now, and I can't really see them doing that for the immediate future.
I guess I was thinking of paid search, too.
Like paid search.
Could be a top result.
I would not throw it out of the question that Google would do something like that with Google Home, because keep in mind, the largest search engine is Google, and the Google AdWords is 86% of their profitability. So for Google, I totally could see them leveraging that for ads and paid search in some way, especially with how this is going to take off and already has. Can't really say the same for Amazon, and Apple just is kind of just sitting there in the corner right now. So.
All right, we have to wrap up this session, but thank you so much for being a part and asking such great questions.